The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about how inflammation drives nerve damage in early MS. Inflammation drives the loss of brain volume and thinning of the eye's retina in the first 5 years of a multiple sclerosis diagnosis. The findings support a therapeutic strategy of halting inflammatory activity during this initial period. The study, Retinal and Brain Damage During Multiple Sclerosis Course, Inflammatory Activity is a Key Factor in the First 5 Years, was published in the journal Nature Scientific Reports. MS is caused by the immune system attacking the myelin sheath, the protective coating around nerve fibers called axons. This results in inflammation that further damages axons, leading to neuron degeneration and clinical disability. New methods using imaging techniques to measure axon damage have helped in the understanding of MS disease progression, such as MRI to quantify brain volume or optic coherence tomography to determine the thickness of the eye retina. In the study, researchers based at the University of Barcelona used MRI and OCT to measure the impact of local inflammation on axon damage in 161 people with MS who had been followed for at least 5 years. Understanding the drivers of neuroaxonal injury, and in particular the role of focal inflammation, a treatable feature of the disease, is paramount to the design of therapeutic strategies, the researchers wrote. Participants were part of the Barcelona MS Visual Path cohort, who underwent annual neurological, ophthalmological, and MRI examinations for up to 3 years, then biannually after. The median age of the patient group analyzed was about 40 years, with a median disease duration of 6 years. About 70% of the group was female. A total of 139 patients had relapsing remitting MS. 10 were diagnosed with primary progressive MS, 5 with secondary progressive MS, and 7 had clinically isolated syndrome. Focal inflammatory activity was defined as the presence of one or more relapses or new or enlarging lesions identified during the evaluation period. Inflammatory activity was found in 107 patients. Results showed that MS patients had a higher rate of brain volume loss and retinal thinning in the first 5 years of the disease. This was particularly pronounced in patients with active disease in terms of whole brain volumes and also in the area of the brain that relays signals and the ganglion cell plus inner plexium layer, two retinal layers that contain the cell bodies of the nerve cells. After 5 years, rates of brain volume loss and retinal thinning stabilized and were similar in patients with active disease and in those with stable disease. According to statistical analysis, the speed of retinal thinning and whole brain volume loss was nearly 2 times faster in patients with active disease than in those with stable disease during the first 2 years of MS onset, with thalamic volume loss occurring approximately 5 times faster. The differences disappeared 5 years after MS onset. No significant associations were found between changes in retinal layer thickness and sex, age of onset, or disease-modifying medications. In contrast, there was a significant association between age at MS onset and the change in gray matter volume with similar trends for whole brain and thalamus. Nevertheless, the magnitude of the effect was relatively weak compared to that of inflammation. In conclusion, there is an accelerated rate of brain and retinal neuroaxonal damage in the early stages of the MS disease course, driven by focal inflammatory activity, the team concluded. Consequently, a beneficial neuroprotective strategy should focus on halting inflammatory activity during this optimal treatment window.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.